Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus. We hope that today's message will help and inspire you in your faith journey.
Thank you, Father, that joy is not circumstantial. Thank you, Jesus, that there's nothing that can separate us from your great love, and therefore there is joy in this house, God. Thank you, Father God, that even though there's circumstances that we are facing, things that we are going through, there is joy in this house. And Father God, today we come before you. As we stand today, Father God, we show an intention to hear from you today. We lean in with a body posture, God, because we know what we do in the physical has an impact on the spiritual. So Father God, we will not sit. We will not stand unwillingly or unintentionally towards you today, Father God. We will stand with hearts ready to receive from you. So Father God, we pray. We want to hear from you today. We want to have joy, not happiness, but joy, God. A fruit of the Spirit runs deeper than anything I can ever think or imagine. A joy that's not affected by my circumstances, God, but a joy that is empowered and sustained by you, Lord God. Give us that joy today, Father God. We pray, Father God, as we just show intention today, as we stand today, Father God, come and speak to us. Open up our hearts and our minds and our ears, God. Give us an open heaven right now, Father. So you can receive something amazing from your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said? Amen. Amen. Come on, give us praise one more time. You may take your seat in just a moment, but high five the person next to you first. Say your voice sounds amazing. Then high five the other person next to you and say your socks smell a little bit weird. Awesome stuff. Well, we are in a hot worship service today. Okay, thank you for the five that are very excited about a hot worship service. There's something about a posture physically that leads to something spiritually. And that's what hot worship is all about. Worship is all about a physical thing that we do that echoes into the spiritual, right? So we're in a Hot Stuff series. If you don't know that yet, if you haven't seen the clip yet, it was on the screen just now. But we're in our middle of a Hot Stuff series. And we had a couple of amazing services. 2 weeks ago, we had a Hot Love service. We looked at amazing initiatives that amazing people in our church head up that love people, not just in our borders, but beyond the borders of South Africa. We also had a Hot Future service last week, which is pretty amazing. We are young people, basically anchored the whole service and preached absolute fire. Wasn't that an amazing thing? It really is awesome to be a part of such an amazing community here at Thrive. I really do think and believe, and I really do know that we're part of the most beautiful communities here. And there's something amazing about a local church that follows Jesus passionately, isn't it? Something amazing about it. But as I said, we're in a hot worship service today, so there's going to be more worship coming. So if you are done and out, can I say right now, recuperate, recover, rehydrate, do whatever you got to do. If you feel like you don't hit it on the head today, just come back for the second service, but go quickly pop out to Pick and Pay or Checkers, whatever, get some rehydrate sport, drink it, come back, and let's go for a hot worship. Because I do believe, and I do know, that there's something that God wants to do in this place today. And he's just getting started. So I want to just thank Pastor Byron and Pastor Candace for this privilege that it is to share God's word today. I do not take it lightly. I do not take this platform lightly. And I'm just so grateful that we have leaders who invest into the future, right? There's an amazing thing. Leaders who always think forward and who always just trust God for the future. And today I want to unpack a powerful principle for us today that applies to our worship, but it's the general principle, but it applies to our worship day. And that is this, that follow through brings breakthrough. Follow through brings breakthrough. Everyone say follow through. Say to the person next to you, follow through. Follow through brings breakthrough. It's a principle that is true in everything, but it's true in our worship today as well. There's a way that we can worship. There's a way that we can stand. There's a way that we can sing. There's a way that we can lean into God that can and will lead to breakthrough. And it's found in Scripture. I'm not just making this stuff up, but it's found in Scripture. I'm just going to give you background real quick. This passage that we're going to read today, there's a lot in it that's very rich. But what's basically happening is Israel is decimated. The nation of God, the chosen people of God, they are decimated. Their armies are destroyed. There's nothing left for them. And the king is a sinful man. The king doesn't learn from his ways. And as a result, the armies are completely decimated. At one point, the scripture says that they have 50 charioteers and only 10 chariots. I mean, they have 50 people who should be riding chariots, but they only have 10 of them. So that's kind of awkward, right? Like, okay, guys, who's going to ride the horses when you go to war? And who's not? Do they like, okay, they're like rock, paper, scissors, like a spear, shield, helmet? You know, what do they do? You know? It's like saying, hey, everybody, we're going to go bungee jumping. All 50 of us, let's go bungee jumping. But we only have 10 ropes. We're all going to jump together. Like, what do you do in that space? And so King Jehoahaz, all right? So if you're having a boy, great name for him, you know? He dies, he's the sinful king, and he hands over this ruined kingdom to his son, King Jehoash. Once again, if you're having twin boys, Jehoahaz and Jehoash, you know, great names for king, for kids, for kings, actually, all right? And this son king does not learn from his father's mistakes and also lives a sinful life. And now Israel is at the brink of destruction. And so he runs to God, as we all do in times of need, right? And he comes to God and he pleads, God, please come and do something. He runs to the prophet of God called Elisha, and let's pick it up together. Come with me to 2 Kings 13, verse 14 to 18. It says, when Elisha was in his last illness, the prophet of God, King Jehoash of Israel, the son, visited him and wept over him. My father, I see the chariots and charioteers of Israel. They are doing helmets, rocks, paper, scissors, and no one knows what's going on. He cried. Elisha told him, go get a bow and some arrows. And the king did what he did as he was told. Elisha told him, put your hand on the bow. And Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. Then he commanded, open the eastern window, and he opened it. Then he said, shoot. So he shot an arrow. Elisha proclaimed, this is the Lord's arrow, an arrow of victory over Aram, which is the enemy. For you will completely conquer the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, now pick up the other arrows and strike them against the ground. So the king picked them up and struck the ground three times. But the man of God was angry with him. You should have struck the ground five times or six times, he exclaimed. Then you should have beaten Aram until it was entirely destroyed, but now you'll only be victorious three times. There's a lot going on in this passage. There's a lot going on in here. Firstly, the king is desperate. He wants breakthrough. He wants God to do something. And what he does lead to some breakthrough, right? Because he's following an instruction from God and it leads to breakthrough. But there's also a limitation to that breakthrough. The king says, strike the ground. So he decides, okay, well, three times. That should be enough. And he follows the instruction of God, but yet somehow the man of God was so angry with him, saying, why did you only strike it three times? Why did you not do it more? He did not follow through fully. Yes, he followed the instruction of God, but he clearly didn't follow it as God would have hoped or wanted him to follow it through with, right? And as a result, his breakthrough was limited. The breakthrough for Israel was limited. There's a limitation in the breakthrough. Church, today I want to unpack for us how we can follow through. How we can follow through in our worship today. And we're going to go back into worship just now, but how we can follow through in our worship today so we don't have just a limited breakthrough, but a full breakthrough, a complete breakthrough. I don't know about you, I don't want just a little bit that God has for me. I want all that God has for me. Just not for my external circumstances, but also for my internal heart. I want all that God has for me. So I'm going to unpack three principles for us today on how we can follow through so that we can bring breakthrough into our lives. Are you ready for them, church? The first thing that we see is we need to follow through with intentionality. Follow through with intentionality. We see in verse 15 that Elisha says to the king, bring your bow and your arrows. He says basically, you want breakthrough in war, but you didn't even bring any weapons with you. You showed up lax. You didn't show up with what you needed. Like, I know you don't have chariots and horses, but bring what you have. Come with an intention. Come with an intention because that determines your breakthrough. And as soon as he brings his bows and arrows, Elisha then lays his hands on it and he prays and he blesses it. Why does he do that? Because he wants to show the king that victory doesn't come from the type of weapons that you have, that the strength that you have, but it comes from God who blesses it. So the principle we see here is that the king needed to bring his bow and arrows, bring what he had. It may not be chariots, it may not be horses, but bring what you have. Bring your bows and arrows. It's not good enough to win the war, right? But God can bless it and make it good enough to win the war. So today, the principle for us to follow through with intention is bring what you have. Bring what you have to God. Show up with an intention. Bring your voice. Bring your hands. Bring your feet. Bring your best dancing moves, even though they look silly. Bring your best heart, your best passion to God. Because when we bring what we have to him with intention, he blesses it. Victory comes from God, not from our effort. Are you coming to God with an intentionality, church? Are you coming to God with an intentionality? God, very quiet in this Presbyterian church. Are we showing God that we are here to worship? Yeah. Are we showing God in our physical bodies that we want a breakthrough? In other words, the question I want to ask you is, are you hungry for God? Yeah. Are you hungry for God? Do you show up with a hunger? You best believe if I wake up in the middle of the night and there's a fillet steak in the fridge, I'm going to go hunt for that thing. I'm going to bring all that I am to that fillet steak. I'm going to eat it. You see, I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry. And the reason why is I blame my brothers for this. I'm going to give a quick story. I'm going to vent to you about my child abuse, okay? So I have two older brothers. And as a result, you know, my older brothers are much bigger than me, much stronger than me. And the reason is because they always, always took all the food in the house, okay? I look like this, and I'm still hungry because I'm making up for years lost. Because when I was younger, my mom and dad would cook food for me, but I was so busy with school and youth and sports, I'd get home late and I'd be so tired and I'd just go, oh, I'll eat later. And I'd go to bed and then I'll wake up in the middle of the night, oh, I'm lustful for my food. And I'd walk to the fridge. I'll see my little plate, my little lunchbox ready to eat. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And I open up that lunchbox and it's completely empty. They didn't even pack the lunchbox away. They left it in the fridge. And I go, Jesus, please help me. Now that is child abuse, but the principle rings true. Those who are hungry will get the best food in the fridge. That's what my dad said to me. If you're hungry, you'll get the best food in the fridge. Those who are hungry will be spiritually fed. Those who are hungry will get the best from God. Not those who are empty, but those who are hungry. Are you showing up with an intentionality with God? Are you bringing all that you are to God in a hot worship service like this? Warren Wiersbe says, worship is the believer's response of all that they are. Mind, emotions, will, body to what God is, says, and does. Bring all that you are. Show up with an intention. Bring what you have. Muster all the strength that you can. Whether it's amazing strength or a little bit of strength, just bring it to God because He blesses it. Follow through with intention. The next thing we need to learn is we need to follow through the resistance. Follow through the resistance. We see in verse 17, Elisha says to him, open the eastern window, shoot your arrow through it. Why does he say the eastern window? Well, east is where the enemy was. East is where the problem was. East is where the resistance was. Where are your resistances in worship today? What are your resistances to worship today? Can I say today, point God towards your resistances. Don't shy away from them. Maybe there's a resistance of guilt and shame. Maybe you step into a space of worship and you feel sinful. You feel unworthy of God's space. Can I say right now, point God towards it. Don't hide away from it. He knows what you're going through. Say, God, here I am. But I ask for forgiveness. Repent before you sing because it brings a space of breakthrough in your worship. Point God to open up the east window, open up the north, wherever your resistance comes from your sin or your shame, just bring it to God and say, God, I'm sorry. Ask for forgiveness. Just follow through on that resistance. Maybe there's a resistance of feelings today. Maybe you just don't feel like worshiping. Maybe you don't feel worthy. Maybe you feel, I'm just tired. I'm going to eat roast and I don't want to be here. Can I say today, point God towards those feelings. Don't shy away from him. Don't feel guilty for having him. Just point God towards his feelings. Open up the ears, you know, point the arrow towards him and fire at him. Say, God, this is what I'm feeling. God, I don't feel like this. But then also subject your feelings to God. Say, God, this is what I feel like, but I'm putting these things aside right now. And I'm going to say, God, I'm not going to let my feelings determine my worship. I'm going to let my physical body worship you. And I pray, Father, please make my emotions follow. Follow through fully. Do not just stay in the space that you are, but open up the eastern window and point it to God. Say, God, here's what I'm struggling with. Maybe today you just want to speak this quote from John Piper over your life. If you're struggling with your feelings, it says, as my feelings are not God, God is God. My feelings do not define truth. God's word defines truth. My feelings are echoes and responses to what my mind perceives. And sometimes, many times, my feelings are out of sync with the truth. When that happens, and it happens every day in some measure, I try not to bend the truth to justify my imperfect feelings, but rather I plead with God, purify my perceptions of your truth and transform my feelings so that they are in sync with your truth. Oh, church, follow through the resistance. Follow through the resistance of your feelings today. Worship God with all that you are because there's a breakthrough that waits on the other side of that. Follow through. And lastly, follow through fully. Follow through fully. In the last part, we need to realize that in the last part of follow through is to finish strong. And in verse 18, we see that the king only struck the ground 3 times. Scripture doesn't say why. Maybe he was lazy. Maybe he was apathetic. Maybe he was thinking, God, how will this help my situation? Maybe he was a little bit upset with God. God, you're asking me to do all these silly things. Why don't you just give me what I want? Regardless of his reason, we know that because he only struck it 3 times, his breakthrough was limited. Because he only struck it 3 times, his breakthrough was limited. Maybe you find yourself in this space right now. Maybe you feel unsure. Maybe you feel that God is asking you to worship and you don't really know how it's going to help your situation. Maybe you feel, God, why don't you give me what I want right now? But God is saying that there's something else in you that I'm pointing out that you need to surrender to Him. Can I say today, church, follow through. There's a breakthrough waiting on the other side of the follow through. Maybe you're not willing. You're saying, oh, the sound is just not working for me today. Or it's too hot in here to move. Oh, that lady is singing again. Can she please stop asking us to jump up and down? Follow through. Something we can notice about the king is this, is that yes, he needed breakthrough from his enemies, but you can also realize today that he needed breakthrough from something within him. Yeah. We know that he was a sinful man. We know that he didn't follow God with all his heart. And because God is asking him to do something, he did not do it fully. Sometimes the biggest breakthrough we need is not from our external adversities, but from our inner resistances to God. The king needed a revelation of God. The king needed the revelation of who God is. The king needed to give himself and his whole self to God. Not just ask God for what he wants, but also allow God to speak into his heart for what he needs from God. What surrender he needs to give to God. He needed to go to a deeper level of surrender to God. He needed to go beyond with what he was comfortable with. He was comfortable with three, and God is saying, I know you've got more in you. Sometimes a breakthrough we need is not for a door to open, but for our hearts to open to God. Our hearts to open to God. Luigi says this, we are mostly focused on where we are going. God is mostly focused on who we are becoming. A huge bummer to get to the right place and end up being the wrong person when you get there. The king found himself with breakthrough in his hand. Every door that he needed opening was in his hand. Every prayer that he needed answering was in his hand. It was for grabs, it was up for grabs. God is saying, I give it to you. But yet his breakthrough was limited. I don't know about you, but I wonder if the king knew that breakthrough was in his hands. Scripture doesn't say that he knows this. In all fairness, maybe he didn't know. But what if he did? Do you think he would have stopped it three times? Or do you think he would have kept on going? So God, yes, take down the enemy. Take them down, Father God. Yes, God, I want breakthrough. Yes, God, I want all that you have. Yes, God, I want you. God, I want more of you. God, I'm not stopping at one. I'm not stopping at two. I'm not stopping at three. I want to follow through because I want breakthrough. I want breakthrough. In all honesty, the king did not know. The king did not know that his breakthrough was in his hands. Church, what if you knew today that breakthrough was in your hands? What if you knew today that your follow through can lead to breakthrough? What if you knew today that there's a posture, something I can do physically that can lead to a breakthrough spiritually? See, the king did not know breakthrough was in his hands because he separated spiritual from the physical. He separated spiritual from the physical. He said, God, why am I striking this thing? Where's this going? God is saying, do something in the physical because I've got breakthrough for you in the spiritual. What if breakthrough is in the physical response to God today? What if breakthrough is in how we worship? What if breakthrough today is in how we sing? What if breakthrough today is how we press into God? How we follow through the resistance? How we come with intention? How we follow through fully? We say, God, I'm not just going to sit, but I'm going to stand. God, I'm not just going to wait for someone to sing a nice chord. I'm going to worship with my whole heart. Follow through, church. Maybe you're feeling that there's an addiction that is holding you down. Can I say today, follow through. Maybe you feel that there is a resistance in your heart towards God today. Follow through. Maybe you just want to sit in worship. Can I say, stand today and follow through. Follow through with God today. Maybe you feel unworthy of God's presence. Well, follow through. No one is standing in this place. Do you want to worship God with your heart? Do you have a passion today? Do you have a physical response to God that will lead to a spiritual breakthrough? Say, God, I want you to move in this place. God, I want this addiction to break. God, I want that family member to be saved. Follow through, just follow through. He's with you. He's for you. He's by your side. The response that we have physically today that can lead to something spiritual. Let's worship Him, church.
We hope that you have been blessed and inspired by this message. For more information on Thrive Church, visit our website. And for more life-giving messages, go and visit our YouTube channel.